The violence in neighboring Iraq continues to be worse than on any streets in Tehran. Iraqi police say at least 23 people were killed today in a series of explosions in Baghdad and elsewhere. The deadliest incident was a suicide car bomb attack on city offices in Abu Ghraib on the western outskirts of the Iraqi capital. The attacks came a week before American troops are due to pull out of Iraqi towns and cities. The BBC's Jim Muir is in Baghdad. Jim, tell us precisely what happened today.
Well, a whole rash of explosions all across Baghdad itself and in various outlying areas. As you just said, the most deadly bomb was at Abu Ghraib, just to the west of Baghdad. We believe 7 people killed there, 5 people killed here in the center of town by a car bomb. There was another roadside bomb in Sadr City, the big Shiite suburb on the east side of town, with some school students caught in a minibus there. Another bomb in a market in north Baghdad, and again a Shiite area, with at least 3 people killed there, and various other bombs in and around the capital. So obviously worrying in advance of that deadline for U.S. troops to be out of Iraqi towns and cities at the end or by the end of the month.
And when I think back on headlines from the last few weeks, it's my impression that there's been an uptick in violence in Iraq, say, over the past month. Is that your impression, too, from the ground?
Certainly there have been incidents, but if you add up the totals, you're still absolutely nowhere near the levels that were prevailing routinely 2 or 3 years ago. So what we're seeing, I think, is a kind of uptick as that end-of-the-month deadline approaches. It had been predicted by the Prime Minister and others, Nouri al-Maliki, also American commanders, looking out for a demonstration by insurgents that they are still around and trying to portray the situation as deeply unstable and so on. But Mr. Maliki, the Prime Minister, says people shouldn't worry if there are. They shouldn't be too bothered by occasional security penetrations like that, and that the American troops will withdraw from cities by the end of the month. And he said this will be a great triumph for the Iraqi people.
Now, let's circle back to kind of where we were a few minutes ago, Jim, to Iran. A lot of Iraqi political parties have links to Iran. How is the unrest next door in Iran being seen in Iraq?
They're watching it very, very closely, obviously, because Iran has huge influence here one way or another, social influence, historical influence, religious influence. A huge number of Iranian pilgrims come to the Shiite holy places here in Iraq, Karbala, Najaf, and so on. Iran, of course, has huge ties or very strong ties with Iraqi factions which were in opposition to Saddam Hussein, Kurdish and especially Shiite factions, but which are now in government or in power. So they have very strong ties, political and all kinds of ties, economic as well, of course. So what happens in Iran will obviously affect Iraq very directly and very immediately. So they're watching it with some nervousness. And, of course, you'll find all shades of opinion, especially among the Shiites. Some will support the more reformist strand. Some are more dedicated to the idea of Islamic leadership that Tehran embodies and so on. So you will get a spectrum of opinion. But in general, I think all Iraqis are watching this very closely and just waiting to see which way it swings.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. Always good to speak with you, Jim. Thanks.
And you. Thank you.